Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Tony D, it's Wake Up Call, and as we continue to look at teams making the NCAA tournament, the Patriot League, the team that is coming out of that league are the Colgate Raiders. Matt Langle joins us on the line on our Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save, save the Progressive nearly $700 on average. Congratulations, Coach, on a run to the NCAA tournament.
Thanks a bunch.
Let's get an idea of your Raiders, a good three-point shooting team. Talk about this season, some of the ups and downs, and some of the issues that you guys may have had to overcome to get to this point now where you've got Texas on up on for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we've got a veteran group, some guys who have been around college for some time, led by Oliver Lynch Daniels and Tucker Richardson, our most senior players. Tucker is player of the year, defensive player of the year, scholar athlete of the year in our conference. Oliver's one of the top three-point shooters in the country, anchored in the front court by Keegan Records in his fourth year, Ryan Moffitt in his fourth year, both all-conference players. We've been an efficient team on the offensive end, made a lot of made three-point shots at a high rate. You know, played a challenging for us non-conference schedule. We were able to beat our neighbors up the road, Syracuse, early in the season, but lost a couple tough ones. I credit our guys with kind of just sticking to the process and working to continue to improve. We've got, you know, a really good freshman player, Braden Smith from Seattle, Washington, who's done a great job as a first-year guy partnering with a veteran group, and so they stuck with it, won 17 conference games and three straight in the conference tournament to get us to this spot, back to the NCAA tournament for another year. I know our guys are excited about the great challenge ahead of playing the Longhorns.
You guys are one of the top shooting teams in the country, shooting nearly 52% from the field. How does your offense work? How does it drive?
Yeah, we've been able to make good decisions in transition. I think that we've got a number of guys who can handle the ball, some front court guys who can run well, and just try and get some advantage when it's there. You mentioned that we have a good overall field goal percentage. Our three-point shooting percentage is pretty good. So, yeah. You know, try and take what the defense gives us, move the ball, move our bodies, try and break the defense down, and really never really playing in isolation very much, but using screens and movement to try and get ahead of the defense and then make a good decision to give us a high percentage shot.
26-8 on the season, but only one loss since December 22nd. Finding the groove, how does winning build upon winning leading up to March?
I think it's just that you know, you're a residue of your experiences, and so we found a way to win some close games in our conference as a lot of winning teams do, and you know, that leads to some more confidence and more togetherness and more determination, and you know, we're able to kind of keep that ball rolling. Did have the one possession setback. We lost by one at American, you know, after kind of stringing together a number to start conference play, and then, you know, kind of reset the guys. We got great leadership, and they locked back in, finished the season strong, and again won those three straight in the Patriot League tournament to get us to this point.
We always talk about the tournament being good on, you got to be good at the guard. Talk about Tucker Richardson. Talk about your senior.
He's a coach's dream. I say, you know, anybody that ever gets to coach, whether it's high school or volunteering or in the professional ranks, they deserve to coach at Tucker Richardson. You know, he's never any maintenance. He's always goes above and beyond. He's become a consummate leader. Again, he's played a boatload of minutes his entire career. At certain times, he's been able to be a complimentary player. He's been able to take over the game, but scoring. He's, you know, finished the season in the championship game with a triple-double of points, rebounds, and assists. So he's a do-everything type player, and again, we've been so lucky to coach him over the years.
Can you give us an idea on the Patriot League? What is it like? What are some of the teams in there that have been that are good, or some teams that people may not have known are in the Patriot League?
Yeah, the conference is a good conference. It's a number of institutions who are very academic minded. The military academies, Army and Navy, Lafayette and Lehigh, Loyola and Boston are somewhat new members in the last handful of years. Holy Cross, Colgate, a number of the competitors, Bucknell. There's been a pretty diverse, balanced competition in my decade plus here. A number of the teams have represented us as regular season or conference tournament champions. But again, true student athletes. I think the mission of the conference is, you know, today's scholar athletes, tomorrow's leaders, and so, you know, a lot of the best and the brightest in not just sport, but a lot of what they do. So competitive kids in all aspects of their lives.
With the 2020 cancellation, this is the fourth straight NCAA tournament that you guys made. What does that mean to a school? We always talk to these schools about what it means to be in the tournament. Some of them, it's the first time, but some of them, like you, have been there a number of times. What is it like year in and year out? How much familiarity of it do you feel like you get out of going back-to-back? And how much is it still a new experience when you get to Selection Sunday?
Yeah, for one big conferences like ours, I mean, it's, you know, I think everybody as a child, you grow up dreaming of playing in March Madness. You know, for ours, like, the excitement doesn't wear off. You know, the fact that, you know, Richardson will be playing in his fourth NCAA tournament in 5 years is an extraordinary accomplishment. But I know he's just as excited as the first one. Hopefully that the experience is the fact that we've been there, you know, kind of know the magnitude and how things go, that these guys can share with their teammates and we can be comfortable in that environment, because sometimes it can be overwhelming. We've played close games in the past with Wisconsin and Tennessee and Arkansas. And so, you know, hopefully we'll be able to settle in this game against Texas and play a competitive game.
How as a coach do you manage the NCAA tournament experience from Selection Sunday to when you have to get to the game? Because we always, with athletes, there's always like, there's people coming at them in different directions. Now it's a time where people are paying more attention. So how do you manage that? Because now you're on the national stage. It's bigger every year. It's bigger and bigger.
Yeah, just try to enjoy the process, but stay grounded and be in the moment. And so, again, this is, you know, for a lot of our guys, I mean, for anybody, I think this is an experience of a lifetime. And so you want to soak it all in and enjoy it. But, you know, they also, you know, one of their goals at the beginning of the year with our, you know, the success in the recent past was to get back here, you know, and find a way to win the game. And so, you know, they know what it takes to win games, and that's preparation and concentration and confidence and togetherness and all of those characteristics that they've displayed over the course of the year. So I'm sure that they'll be putting their energies while enjoying the moment and the spotlight and the magnitude, like you said, of the big stage, that they'll be locked in on the details that they know it takes to be competitive.
Matt Langel again, 26-8, will take on Texas, the 2-seed Colgate Raiders, winners of the Patriot League. Thank you so much, Coach, for your time, and congratulations again on another NCAA tournament run.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, that was Matt Langel joining us of the Colgate Raiders, who will take on Texas. We always talk about the Cinderella team in March Madness, and it's been like that forever. But it feels like in recent years, and I mean, I don't mean like two or three. I mean like probably over the last 10 or so, is that it's not inconceivable that you can win your first round game as a 15 seed. Right? It's not crazy. You know, we never saw a 16 beat a 1, and then a couple years ago we did. We're starting to see more or less that even if the 15 seeds don't win those early games, some of them will give you one heck of a run, because, again, it's just 40 minutes of basketball. And if you are an outstanding shooting team and you can control the pace a little bit, you can stay in a game and see what happens. You know, one of my favorite NCAA games was in the late 80s, where Pete Carril and Princeton almost upset top-seeded Georgetown by doing just that, playing that Princeton-style offense, where they took Georgetown, not only a number one, but a number one with a bullet. I mean, number one, like, just fantastic basketball team. But Princeton shot well, controlled the pace, had their offense. It was hard to guard. Colgate shoots the ball really well, really well. They're one of the top field goal percentage teams in the country when you're looking at that, you know, just general straight-up statistics. And Texas is, you know, again, coming off winning the Big 12 and whatnot, but still, you've got a scrappy team that's got some experience in the tournament, knows that the lights are the same. I mean, they've been there. They've gone through it. They know what getting to the arena is like. They know what getting to the press conferences are like. It's not tremendously overwhelming that the guys have been there. And you play out of the Patriot League, you're playing in a lot of half-empty gyms. Sometimes you're playing in packed gyms that are small. Sometimes you're playing on a Tuesday when not a lot of kids show up. I mean, it's not the same environment as playing in the Big 12 like Texas is. But when you're experienced enough to know, you know what? This is what you expect. It's grander. It's bigger. We're playing in a bigger arena. This is the biggest arena that we're going to be playing in all year. But the kids already know about that. They already experienced that. You can get a fighting chance. So Matt Langle, Colgate, the winners of the Patriot League, taking on the Texas Longhorns in the NCAA tournament coming up on Thursday. We continue on the brackets and some more news in the NFL as we continue.